Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. We will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. I was asking you about the corporations that were involved in this. And do you feel that this is, of course, it's all for a profit motive, but when you were suffering from the drought out there in California, where were where was the rain then? Why weren't they seeding the clouds then? Why weren't they allowing rain to assist the people whose homes were raging from the fires?
Well, I'll answer that in just a second. But to get back to your previous question, and I refer to Rosalind Peterson's website. It's not only corporations; it's also many, many, many government programs, some of which are top secret, and it's also individuals. Like Bill Gates has put in millions of dollars to support a cloud whitening experiment with a geoengineer from the University of Calgary. And of course, if you increase the cloud concentration, you reduce the incoming solar radiation, which is what Rosalind Peterson noticed in California. Some people have talked about global dimming, and of course this isn't good for the biosphere. There's just an awful lot of programs going on, and some would even suggest that with this kind of technology, one billionaire, for instance, could trigger the next ice age. Now, you know, we're always told how global warming is some kind of disaster. Actually, historically, geologically speaking, warming is good for plants and animals, and CO2 is good for plants and animals. However, we see throughout Earth's history that when we have these temporary breakdowns in the Earth's heating system, we have an ice age. And Canada is covered by one or two or even, you know, locally up to 3 miles of ice. This is not good for plants and animals. So cooling is in fact much more to be feared. It would appear that humans now are reaching the point where perhaps we could trigger an ice age, which might be good news for the Malthusians who want to reduce the human population, but it'd be bad news for everybody else. Now going back to your recent question, who would want to control the rain and whatnot? Like I say, you have municipal areas, you have ski areas, and then you have corporations that are willing to actually do they'll fire cloud cannons, make it increase the precipitation in the winter. The town of Gunnison just, I think, approved new winter precipitation and enhancement project, and that's just 2 hours from where I live here in Crestone. Well, you know, there's a fixed amount of precipitation and water in the hydrologic cycle. So if the people in Gunnison can find whatever it is, $100,000 to pay this corporation to increase their snowfall, well, it comes from somewhere else. It comes from a neighbor. And so if your community out here doesn't have the money to get your own weather rainmaker, the probability you're going to have a little less, well, they have a little more. And so our little county of Sawatch County, a lot of ranching and cattle grazing and growing of hay, et cetera, in the Northern Valley, they're not doing very well at all. Those people have suffered about 12 years of drought, and water tables have dropped because they're overpumping in the Southern Valley for the lettuce growers, et cetera.
Right.
So it's kind of a perfect storm for them.
Right. So it's whoever has the most money gets the weather that they want. All right. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And right before the break, I mentioned that people with the most money, communities with the most money, would be able to have these weather modification programs, whereas communities that were unable to raise the funds would just have to, suffer the consequences of losing whatever resources, weather resources they had. Correct?
Yeah, this seems to be the case, and it's not regulated by Congress, although there have been a couple bills that have been put forward by Kay Bailey Hutchinson. These are discussed on Roslyn Peterson's website, and actually those bills would be corporate friendly rather than people friendly. So we don't even have anything on the horizon that would regulate these technologies for the benefit of the real people that own the country, i.e. the citizens. So yeah, we've got a problem, and these programs are listed with NOAA, a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I think there's about 70 or 80 of them now listed, mostly in the West, where we have a deficit of precipitation. But these are the most simple and basic of the programs. Then there's all the chemtrailing going on internationally, and there's probably many programs within that. And then there's all the electromagnetic radiation programs like HARP, et cetera. And these are, again, government and corporate, too, because you have these public-private partnerships now that are our government. In other words, we have a corporatocracy, and so they have so much power that they get the right laws, they get the right politicians, and they get to do their thing. So they're the ones that need to be scrutinized here.
Right. And, of course, there's the Indian reservations in South Dakota that we never hear too much about, but during the summer they had horrific weather, very, very hot. They didn't have any rainfall, and these people are out there with no resources at all, no money, and we don't hear about this on the media. These people are just going to perish.
Yeah, I think that's the we've seen enough evidence to know that's what the ruling elite has in store. We have, you know, by UN statistics, we have almost half the people in the world living on the equivalent of less than $2 a day. So they're right on the edge, and it's not that hard to push them over the edge. And I think that, you know, this quote-unquote population control, which is in so many UN documents and other documents of the ruling elite, is indeed the goal. And, of course, this whole new battery of technologies, this weather warfare technologies, makes it all appear like nature. Let me just give you a couple quotes. This is by Professor Gordon J.F. MacDonald, who wrote an article in 1966 for our government called How to Wreck the Environment. He says, the key to geophysical warfare is the identification of environmental instabilities to which the addition of a small amount of energy would release vastly greater amounts of energy. So in this article, Professor MacDonald describes techniques for weather manipulation, climate modification, polar ice cap melting or destabilization, ozone depletion techniques, earthquake engineering, ocean wave control, brainwave manipulation, and using the planet's energy fields. He said these types of weapons could be built and would be virtually undetectable by their victims. So that was 1966. About that same decade, our president, Lyndon Johnson, said control of space means control of the world. From space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control the Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change temperature climates to frigid. So, you know, again, those of us who are, you know, just concerned about the top 40 music or the latest movies or whatever, or even those who are plugged into the mainstream media, might not even notice this stuff as it goes by. But, again, I would suggest turning off television and informing ourselves, because this stuff is very, very critical.
Absolutely.
And it's global. It's not just the United States. It's happening all over the world.
Sure. Particularly in the NATO countries, do you think, or is it even widespread, further spread than that?
It's everywhere. Here's what Yuri Solomatin of the Ukrainian Committee for Economic Policy said in January 2003. A lot of specialists and scientists believe that unpredictable natural disasters and several, catastrophes that struck Europe and Asia in the summer of 2002 might have certain global reasons that caused them all. A possibility of secret geophysical weapon tests. Those tests were either secret or unauthorized. Many believe that a special American program, HARP, is one of those developments. And let me just read you this. You start to put together the antidotes and you get the picture. Here's August 17th, 1999, a huge earthquake in Turkey. And it said, this is from a news report, the lights are and of course, typical of the man-made earthquakes are the what they call rainbow clouds, and often they occur at the same depth, 10 kilometers, which, of course, nature would be all over at different depths. But here's what he says, the lights are incredibly clear, circular or triangular in shape, white, yellow, red, and blue colored, remain visible in the sky for 5 to 20 minutes, following a materializing, dematerializing pattern. The funny thing is, it became a routine thing, as they have been showing up two or three times a week. They became an inevitable component of the TV news and media. Furthermore, just before the quake, the bottom of the sea in Izmat went red, and the sea temperature went up to 40, 45 degrees centigrade. However, there are no underwater volcanoes in the Sea of Marmara. starting 2 days before the quake, hundreds of fish, crabs, and other sea life forms died, and not naturally. Somehow they were burned. The fish nets of the fishermen were burned, and we have several rock and stone samples from the sea, which went black in color. Some fishermen are also saying that they witnessed an explosion under the sea. Fireballs, strange lights, sightings never ended in Turkey. Well, we hear lots of noises now, you know, boom, boom, boom. Well, this occurred during, this has occurred recently, I think, in the upper Midwest, and on news reports. It also occurred big time back in the 70s when the Soviets were doing their weather control experiments over the United States with the woodpecker signal. All kinds of these anomalous explosions and lights showing up. So we start to get signatures of events that are human-caused instead of man-caused. Let me just mention also the great Tangshan earthquake of July 28, 1976. Okay, in 1976, the U.S. and Soviets had already agreed to do geoengineering experiments. And, of course, China's right next to Russia, Soviet Union. This was the largest earthquake in the 20th century by death toll. There are about a million people in this industrial city, and over 650,000 died, and the city was completely leveled in an 8-point earthquake, or roughly, with a 7.1 aftershock 16 hours later. 2 hours before the earthquake, goldfish began jumping out of their bowls and wouldn't go back in. Again, typical of directed energy. The night before, there were strange lights and loud sounds reported. Lights at night, it was as bright as day. There were a multitude of colors, flashes of light, fireballs flying across the sky, loud roaring noises followed by lights and fireballs, noises louder than that of an airplane, according to airport workers. So I would suggest that the great Tangshan earthquake, which killed over 650,000 people in China, was one of the early man-caused earthquake, or you might say HARP, although HARP wasn't in existence then. It was there was the Soviet woodpecker system that the United States government was cooperating with. So,
right, I was just going to ask you that because I mean, if it operated between 1976 and 1989, suspiciously close to when the Soviet Union collapsed in 91, do you think that? The two governments pretended to be opposing factors just so that they could operate, kind of independently, but actually were collaborating?
Absolutely. I think, and you I'm sure you know more than I do about this, but you know that the Soviet revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, was orchestrated from Wall Street and the financial centers, and that the Soviet Union always was the beneficiary of the top technologies coming from the United States, coming through spies and secret channels. And during World War II, under Harry Hopkins and Lend-Lease,
the
Soviet Union was getting the top nuclear secrets we had just as they're coming out.
Right, so, from the Manhattan
Soviet
Project.
Union was always a paper tiger, and according to Noam Chomsky, the purpose of all this Cold War for all those years was the Soviets could control their satellite countries, or colonies, if you will, and we could control our colonies, or Soviet, or satellite countries. So you had a bipolar world, quote unquote free versus quote unquote communist, but all actually controlled by the global elite, as you know so well in your book.
Right. All righty. We do have to take a real quick break, and we'll come back and take a call. Be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and you mentioned weaponizing the reason for the Cold War. And Norman B. Pudhortz, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and also a Trotskyite, in his books has admitted that the reason for the Cold War was to weaponize Israel to fight the Arab nations. He belongs to the influential New York chapter of the American Jewish Committee, one of the leading Zionist organizations operating within America, and it publishes the liberal-turned-conservative commentary magazine.
Yeah,
but that certainly did happen.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think a number of things are happening, and that's certainly one of the major factors. You know, as you trace this back to the global ruling elite, as you have in your book, which is called The Ruling Elite. So this is what people need to know. They need to know it's an international ruling elite, that it has a long-term plan for a one-world government and new world order. Needs to know who these people are. The subtitle of your book, The Zionist Seizure of World Power. So, yeah, that is what we're looking at.
Right. All righty, let's take that call. Let's take Lynn from Florida. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Dr. Carlson, have you ever investigated the role?
Hi, Russ. How are you? Okay, that was a short call. Sorry, he clicked off. That was one of our callers that calls in to kind of distract sometimes.
I've experienced that. Okay, so we have better luck next time.
Okay.
And so, sometimes you can hear the same person like you just did. You know them by name.
Somebody in the chat room said, regarding the Soviet woodpecker, he says, and this is Rick, the Soviet woodpecker resonated at the Earth's fundamental harmonic frequency around 8 hertz. Would you agree with that, or do you have any?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, this gets into some very tricky technology and physics. Would you like me to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, and also, what would fracking contribute to this whole situation?
Okay, well, let me take those separately, okay?
Okay.
First of all, going back to our previous issue, let me just make a quote. As part of the secret 1974 Vladivostok Soviet-U.S. Artificial Global Warming Agreement, the U.S. began 30 hertz ELF transmission from a site in Washington State. During an increase in ELF, extremely low frequency, transmissions during 1980, there was a sharp increase in earthquakes around the world. And then there's in the Washington Post of January 30th, 1981, it reported the world sustained 71 significant earthquakes during 1980, up from, well, from previous 56. Well, you know, that's not conclusive, but again, you've got a lot of smoking guns here. But yeah, going back to this idea of the different wavelengths of energy and how the world really works. There's a 1978 article, Specula magazine, says states of electromagnetic signals of certain frequencies can be transmitted through the Earth to form standing waves in the Earth itself. In certain cases, coherence to the standing wave can be induced wherein a fraction of the vast surging electromagnetic current of the Earth itself feeds into and augments the induced standing wave. In other words, quote, much more energy is now present in the standing wave than the amount being fed in from the Earth's surface. By interferometer techniques, giant standing waves can be combined to produce a focused beam of very great energy. This then can be used to produce earthquakes induced at distant aiming points. Yeah, and there's all these different, wavelengths of energy and frequencies. The Soviets did a tremendous amount of research on this back. Apparently, they were the ones who were really pioneering this, again, during the Cold War, after they recovered Tesla's papers, and a lot of this was then not known very well, at least in the mainstream media in the United States. But, again, in 1974, you have these secret agreements between the Soviet Union and the United States government doing these joint projects. The most common wavelength is at the 7.8 hertz, called the Schumann wave, and our brains and most of the biosphere, and indeed most of the universe seems to be keyed in to this particular wavelength. But there are others, and so our own brain functions can be changed and induced different moods, etc., by imposing different frequencies of energy on us, and this is psychotronic warfare, etc. So this kind of mind control research has been going on, again, with the Soviets, with the United States government, for many, many decades.
It's interesting, you first talked about this this agreement taking place in 1974, which is the exact same year that Kissinger produced his depopulation program that various administrations since 1974 have implemented in their own particular way.
Oh, absolutely. Kissinger has been a major... You've seen the book, The Trials of Henry Kissinger by Christopher Hitchens, in which he says Kissinger almost single-handedly doubled the length of time of the war in Vietnam.
He sure did.
Yeah, because there was a treaty ready in 1969, which he subverted. So that war could have and should have ended in 69, but he kept it going for another 5 years for the benefit of Wall Street and the controllers.
Right. Okay. We do have a break. We'll take some calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
An effective,
100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and you were talking about the Vietnam War, which should not have even occurred. Senator Bob Kerry, who admitted that 9/11 was in the planning for 30 years, carried out many of the murders of top Vietnamese leaders in the Phoenix Project, and this is according to Douglas Valentine, who has a book of the same name, The Phoenix Project. But anyway, let's take a couple of calls here. We've got some callers. And do remember, listeners, that Dr. Carlstrom will be back tomorrow. So if we don't finish today, we'll sure talk about tomorrow. Let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Carlstrom. I think it was the summer before last when there was a lot of flooding in Nebraska and Missouri. Do you think any of that could be contributed to, like, plans? How they did they do a lot of cloud seeding for snow the winter before in this?
Well, Sherry, I think it was late 80s or early 90s, satellite imagery enabled one alert scientist to discover for the first time that there are 5 atmospheric vapor rivers in each hemisphere, the northern and the southern hemisphere. And these things are like about 2 miles up, and they can go for up to 5,000 miles long, and they several hundreds of miles across. And you have a tremendous concentration of water vapor in these quote-unquote atmospheric rivers, and in fact carrying as much water, say, as the Amazon River. Okay, so now with the modern satellite technology, scientists know where these vapor rivers are, and then with the HARP facility, which puts these directed extremely low-frequency electromagnetic radiation wherever they want. They bounce it off the ionosphere. It can come down anywhere on the planet. They can add energy, you know, in such a way that they not only steer the jet stream, which is higher high winds in the upper troposphere, but they can also steer and block these atmospheric rivers. And when you block one of these atmospheric rivers, as they have been able to do now for a long, long time, I would suggest even that the huge floods in the Midwest going back, was it 93 or 94, when, in fact, I was in Kansas at the time, and they had what they call the 500-year flood.
Yes, I remember, they lost a lot of cows up in North Dakota, I believe.
Yes, it was just huge. I mean, it was larger than anything that anyone had seen historically, so that's why they call it a 500-year flood. I've read speculation that that would have been caused in just such a way by blocking one of these atmospheric rivers. So, yeah, they can create floods this way and drought by moving these atmospheric rivers away from your area.
Well, and think of this. Now, most people have purchased their land, especially if they're farming it or something, and use land according to the amount of rainfall you get. You know, if you get a lot of rainfall, you're going to have more grass, you're going to be able to put more cows or horses on in a more concentrated area. Okay, if somebody's stealing your rain, it's going to, you're not going to be able to pay for that land or make it productive. And people, you know, that's part of people losing their livelihood if they're stealing your rain.
Yeah, it's remarkable. There should be lots of lawsuits, especially by farmers, because, you know, and I'm not exactly sure why there aren't.
Well, how do you prove it?
Well, it's not hard now. The technology's there. You can walk into the court with 25 notebooks full of documents.
So, say if I go to my state legislators this year and say, hey, I know there's a program out in western Kansas on, controlling the hailstorms and stuff. I've read that on the internet, you know, but from what I've heard here, none of these programs across the country are coordinated, and there's some farmers saying, hey, they're stealing our rain. How do you talk to a state legislature and make them understand that, you know, something has to be done?
And I think lawsuits by farmers is a real good start. I remember when I was just starting graduate school in the 70s, taking a course, I don't even remember what it was, but they talked about cloud seeding then, because it had been done, you know, since the 40s and 50s. And they said, well, this isn't really going to go anywhere because of the potential for lawsuits. And so that was, you know, I wrote it down in my notebook, and I probably said it on the test. And, boy, were we wrong. I mean, you know, there's lots and lots of these weather modification programs, and there should be as many lawsuits, because there's, for every winner now, there's a loser.
Deanna, I heard they played a replay of an interview that Darren Weeks did with Jerry Smith. And I believe he's dead now. This was a couple years ago. In fact, it was at the time of the Olympics in China. And he was saying that they know that, you know, even from war, there was a Civil War general that got a patent on...
Yes, that's true.
So what are our wars doing now? These explosions and stuff, I wonder.
I think those explosions are HARP. I think that they come with that technology. Would you like me to read a little bit of a quote here?
Sure.
That might explain it. This is according to Colonel Tom Bearden, who, knows the physics. He says, Tesla found that he could set up standing waves in the Earth, the molten core, or just set it up through the rocks, the telluric activity in the rocks furnish activity into these waves, and one would get more potential energy in those waves than he put in. He called the concept the Tesla magnifying transmitter. Tesla magnifying transmitter, or TMT, will go through anything. What you do is that you set up a standing wave through the Earth, and the molten core of the Earth begins to feed that wave. We are talking Tesla now. This is Bearden speaking. When you have that standing wave, you have set up a triode. What you've done is that the molten core of the Earth is feeding the energy, and it's like your signal that you are putting in gating the grid of the triode. When you do that, what you do is you change the frequency. If you change the frequency one way, start to dephase it, you dump the energy up in the atmosphere beyond the point on the other side of the Earth you focused on. You start ionizing the air. You can cause the weather flow patterns, jet streams. You can change all that. If you dump it gradually, real gradually, you influence the heck out of the weather. It's a great weather machine. If you dump it sharply, you don't get little ionization like that. You get flashes and fireballs, plasma that will come down on the surfaces of the Earth. You can cause enormous weather changes over entire regions by playing that thing back and forth.
Wow. Or you could bring down buildings, huh?
Or you could what?
Bring yeah. down buildings.
Yes, and, you know, having spent an enormous amount of time on 911, you know, I think Judy Wood is closest to the answer with the directed energy weapons. Where the directed energy came from could be satellite, could be air, could be sea, could be land. I don't know. And again, the military's 70 years ahead of us. So
right.
we're just speculating.
I've got one last thing for you to comment on, and I'll hang up. There's been some questions that Fukushima, the
yeah.
supposed earthquake and tsunami, is not what we've heard. You know, they told us. And if you have any comment on that, could you comment, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Well, I certainly. In fact, there's even an article that's been written recently by a NASA scientist. It's public. It's in the MIT publication Technology Review, which throws out a couple theories or hypotheses. And here's what it says. Recent data released by Dmitar Uzonov and colleagues from the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland highlights some strange atmospheric anomalies over Japan just days before the massive earthquake and tsunami struck on March 11th, 2011. Seemingly inexplicable and rapid heating of the ionosphere directly above the epicenter reached a maximum only 3 days prior to the quake, according to satellite observations, suggesting that directed energy emitted from transmitters used in the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, may have been responsible for inducing the quake. That's coming from a NASA scientist.
Indeed. Okay. All righty, let's take Werner in Canada. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon to your guests there. And as I say, you know, if we only would know what all those Frankensteins are up to, you know, in the military and in the military-industrial complex. I remember that pretty near 60 years ago, it was about 50 years ago, I read that they were considering using earthquakes as a strategic weapon, you know, artificially caused earthquakes. And at the time, they were looking at the possibility, in case of a Mid-Eastern conflict, about laying charges along an earthquake fault line at the bottom of the Red Sea, nuclear charges, and bring out an artificial earthquake.
Your thoughts, Dr. Carlstrom?
Are you talking about inducing an earthquake with nuclear weapons? Yeah. Yeah, the it's Edward Teller, I think he was the model for Dr. Strangelove in the movie by Kubrick. He's the guy who invented the hydrogen bomb. He also openly advocated to the U.S. government that we use the hydrogen bomb to create harbors in Alaska and the northeast United States. So these guys are madmen, and it seems like the megalomaniacs generate lots of ideas, and we, the taxpayer, pay them to do that.
Yeah, and die in the process.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned about geological changes through hydrogen bomb, I remember the in the Soviet Union, they wanted to reroute some of the great rivers, like the Dnieper and Don, that are emptying out in the Arctic Ocean. They wanted to reroute them down to the southern parts of Russia and use the water for irrigation and use hydrogen bombs in order to cause, a new flow, you know, reroute the rivers.
The proposals are truly nuts. And nowadays you can read some commentary by some of the principals like Edward Teller and Lowell. What's his name? I think his name is Lowell. He works with the Berkeley lab, Lawrence Livermore lab. He says we don't have to argue about it. We've engineered everything else. Now we're going to engineer the Earth.
Right.
And so there's a hubris. There is a sense amongst these engineers, particularly in the weapons experts, that not only can we, but we should engineer the entire Earth.
Right. Well, Teller drafted a letter, which he got Albert Einstein to sign, which they sent to President Franklin D. Roosevelt on August 2nd, 1939, and advised that they establish a committee on uranium to consider the viability and utter destructiveness of an atomic bomb as part of the National Bureau of Standards. So, I mean, they have open access to the top politicians in the country, and the politicians go along with them. And he was, of course, with the Manhattan Project.
Right. Well, since you bring up the Manhattan Project, if our guest is finished, is there a follow-up or not?
Werner, did you have another question or comment?
And I think another aspect is about infrasound. This is what they do with those frequency weapons. You know, if they hit a certain sound frequency, they can make buildings collapse. They can cause whole cities to collapse. And that might be of interest. Jesse Ventura, he interviewed Dr. Fred Bell.
Yeah, who died 2 days later.
Yep.
What's the name?
Dr. Fred Bell.
I didn't get that. Dr. Fred, somebody?
Fred Bell.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of him.
Bell.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, this is coming out. Let me just read the recommendation of an official document, 1992, put out by the National Academy of Sciences. I have a copy. It's almost 1,000 pages. It's called Policy Implications of Greenhouse Warming, Mitigation, Adaptation, and the Science Bases. Okay, so again, the cover is greenhouse warming, but the conclusion is going to have to do with geoengineering. It says, recommendation, the most effective global warming mitigation would be, quote, a non-regulatory Manhattan Project involving the spraying of reflective aerosol compounds into the atmosphere using commercial, military, and private aircraft. This would create a global atmospheric shield, which would increase the planet's albedo, reflectivity, using oxides of aluminum and barium, and would introduce ozone-generating chemicals into the atmosphere. Perhaps one of the surprises of this analysis is the relatively low cost at which some of the geoengineering options might be implemented. Okay, this is 1992. They're talking about a non-regulatory Manhattan Project. I would suggest that this is what we have seen. We have seen the results of this non-regulatory Manhattan Project, and I would suggest there have been other secret Manhattan Projects on mind control back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, probably up to the present, and again, by the same intelligence agencies in the military.
Right.
So what we don't know can hurt us.
Indeed.
Yeah.
As I say, this infrasound that has been known already for at least for the last 45, 50 years. And I mentioned that before. About 45 years ago, there was a French, 45 or 50 years ago, there was a French scientist. He experimented with infrasound at a very rudimentary level, you know, And he just boarded a bicycle upside down on the concrete basement floor, and then he put the weights into the wheel, and then he started cranking it at a certain speed, and it started the vibrations that magnified themselves, and after 3 days, the whole stone house started cracking up. And then he claimed that when he would build a series of big organ pipes and tune them on a certain frequency, he could make within a 50-kilometer radius every building to collapse. That's when the French government stepped in and, according to the article, shut him down.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah, okay. Some people claim that infrasound was used in 911, and, you know, the physics is above my head. I couldn't say. Infrasound is a directed energy weapon.
Right.
And some claim it was used in steering Sandy. And I'll...
Okay, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, and our guest today has been Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and he will be coming back tomorrow. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. And I believe Werner still has a question. Werner, would you like to make a last comment or question?
Just one last comment there, Dan, and this is, we have to look at the hardened crust of the Earth. It's in relation to the total diameter of the Earth. It's only it's only a fraction of the thickness of an eggshell. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the atmosphere or the troposphere where we depend for our life onto, it's even thinner than that. It's like the U on a freshly picked apple, you know? And only idiots, you know, resort to those kind of means, and they're basically the public has to become aware, you know, and put their foot down and say, no more. You know?
Well, I totally agree. Yes, thanks. We're definitely on the same page. Let me just give you the correct quote. This is on geoengineering by Dr. Lowell Wood, also known as Dr. Evil, who is an engineer with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. He said, "We've engineered every other environment we live in. Why not the planet?" And then he says, "You don't have to argue with me, and I don't have to argue with you. Let's find something more pleasant to talk about, because I'm going to win." And there was a Rolling Stone article called "Can Dr. Evil Save the World?" And of course, the premise is that, you know, we're causing catastrophic global warming, and that Dr. Evil is going to geoengineer us out of the problem. And of course, that's a gigantic lie. And I think people are waking up to the fact that the global warming myth hoax is just that. It's a scam. It's a hoax. And it's also a cover story for geoengineering.
It's what we are dealing with is completely criminally insane individuals. And
I agree. Yes, okay. We need to wake up to that reality and take back our world, because I don't think anybody else is going to do it.
Right. All righty. Thank you so much, Werner.
And thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Werner. Yeah, that was very good.
All righty. So this is the whole purpose of you doing programs like this, to make people aware and to point them in the right direction as far as the government documents and whatnot. And as Sherry was talking from Kansas was talking, we've got to sue some of these people. And, of course, in order to do that, we have to have the right documentation. We have to be credible when we talk to the people that supposedly represent us. And they only understand money. And I think that if these farmers start using their rights and do some lawsuits against whether we're talking GMO foods, Monsanto, or the weather modification corporations, I think we have to do something, definitely.
I think that's a logical place to start, because their livelihood is at stake, and farmers hopefully can get together and form a consortium and therefore hire the lawyers needed, and et cetera. And, of course, you'd talk, you know, maybe a couple years of legal battle, but this would, you know, be a shot across the bow of the whole weather modification industry.
Right. All right. Well, we get to have you back tomorrow, and so we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Deanna. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great day. Talk with you tomorrow.